The title of our little seminar, I suppose, is Progress, Downfalls, and Krishna's Milasti. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a very, very interesting little passage. It describes that Krishna had just completed his creation and he felt dissatisfied in his heart. Everything is created. All the life forms are there. But it is not really possible for the fallen souls to make advancement. And upon thinking like this, feeling a great sense of insufficiency with the creation, the Lord created the human form of life, which offers a unique opportunity to progress on the path of self-realization. Do you know that only in the human form of life, the souls can inquire after God? Do you know that only the human being can think about such a concept as self-realization? And do you know that only the human being can actively think about the subject matter of death? Animals are afraid when you threaten them, or when a lion attacks a weaker animal. But before that time of danger, they cannot think about death. It is not possible. And even when death has happened to a fellow neighbor animal, the animal who was a witness forgets it very, very quickly and cannot reflect about what just happened, that his neighbor is gone. It's only in the human form of life where the soul can think deeply about his existence and his fragral existence in this world. Only in the human form of life can the soul, or can we ask the question, what is the meaning of life? There's a shloka, labdhva sudhulabham. It says, the human form of life is extremely rarely attained. There are so many other life forms, but it's a very rare that someone attains the human form of life. And it is given to the soul, especially and exclusively and solely for the purpose of making progress or advancement in those subjects which the animals have no chance or no possibility to think about. One very famous poet, Mr. Rumi, a Sufi poet, who's read a lot in the West, wrote, "At the end, the human being becomes tired of everything. What remains is the yearning or longing of his heart for self-realization, and the journey of the soul back into the spiritual domain." Yes, my dear devotees, audience, and my dear skeptics, have you become tired? Have you become tired of everything else than self-realization? If you are tired of the material world, you are awake for Krishna consciousness. If you are hungry and thirsty for material life, you have not yet come to the point where you have reached or where you have appreciated the gift of God to you, which is the human form of life, which is meant for self-realization and not sense gratifications like the human being, like the animals. This journey, the journey of the soul to self-realization, or the journey of the soul back home, back to Godhead, is the most fascinating journey which a human being can undertake. At the same time, this journey is also the most challenging of all journeys, because you will have to face your own weaknesses, and you will have to sincerely request the help of God in order to make the journey successful. At one stage of the journey, you will be on your knees praying for help. It's the most fascinating journey. Gaurahari and myself have given you a special bonus. Tomorrow evening we will show you a very nice presentation of a journey into the jungle where we lived for 1 month. A place in the jungle where the wonderful Hare Krishna movement started in its seed form. And we will describe a little bit about our journey there and so on. But for now, I would like to say that this journey of self-realization is very fascinating. It is amazing. And at times, it is also challenging. The Katha Upanishad encourages us to do this journey by saying, singing loudly to us, Utishta Jagrata Prabhyavaran Nibhodata Churasya Dhara Nishita Duratyaya. Duratyaya means difficult. Dugam Patastat Kavayo Vadanti. It's Katha Upanishad, 3rd chapter, text 14, and it says, Arise! Awaken! Prabhuri! Prabhurite! Prabhurite! Oh! Now, where you have an elevated soul as your spiritual master, learn the spiritual truths from him. The spiritual path is difficult to traverse. Traverse means to travel on. For it is like a whetted razor's edge. The sages say, it is beset with thorns. It's a path which is, in other words, not easy. The spiritual path has been compared with a process of awakening. Awakening is a gradual process where you become increasingly aware of different levels of consciousness. I was thinking about this when only 15 minutes ago I heard my assistant's voice who said, Hare Krishna. And then he went out to do something else because he knows from his own experience that I am the king of sleepers and I take a little time before I wake up. So he had said this Hare Krishna very loud. When I heard it in my dream, I thought, it's part of the dream. How nice, I'm hearing the chanting. Then after some time, he again did something in the room and he said again, Hare Krishna. And then I noticed, oh no, it's not a dream. I guess my comfortable sleep is now violently interrupted. And I remember, as I was slowly coming to my normal consciousness, I've left the dreams behind, who left me like the clouds. And then I began to slowly hear other sounds. And I slowly opened my eyes and I asked myself the question, where are we now? Because I'm traveling so much that by now my subconsciousness is losing track. Then after some time I became aware, it's a beautiful town of Ljubljana, and I'm most probably lying in the school. Whoops, and most probably I'm too late, and I immediately went under where's the tilak? And ran into the temple room. But in this example, it is clear that waking up doesn't happen so fast. You go through different levels. In the same way, your spiritual journey will take you through different levels of awareness, of realizations. And together, we will today and tomorrow do this journey. We will give advices, tips, helps, inspirations. We will also help you to deal with different problems as they come up in the journey to God consciousness. The God consciousness, or the journey of Krishna consciousness, takes you really through different understandings of your relationship with Krishna. In the beginning, you may start at a beginner's level. You may feel God is somewhere, He is very powerful, and He does care for His creation. But as you progress in your journey of God realization, you will actually be able to see your very specific, individual, loving relationship with Krishna. We will talk about this. As you progress in your journey, you will develop what is called a higher taste. In Sanskrit, it's called param drishtva, a taste which makes you uninterested in the tastes which the material world has to offer you. It is said, angels are blind. Why? Well, they see God. And God is so much imprinted in their eyes and remains in their eyes, so that they have no eyes for the material pleasures and material attractions which normal people have so many eyes for. So param drishtva means that a higher taste in God realization. As you are in the journey, the world will fall more and more away. You become happy and joyous, and the doors to illusion close. Bang! No way back. Let me ask you the question. Is it so easy? Is this your experience? Or are these just some nice words about the spiritual journey which only a very few souls have realized? Is it like you thought in the beginning? When you start your spiritual journey, you start at point A. And as you progress in your spiritual journey, you very nicely come towards point B. We will draw for you now a model of progress, which most people who come to spiritual life, in fact, most Hare Krishnas, have in the beginning, and they find out that this model doesn't explain the reality. This is what normal people in the world, and also beginners in Krishna consciousness, think the path of progress means. I go higher and higher, every year a little bit higher. Every year it becomes a little bit more interesting, a little bit more juicy, a little bit more fulfilling. But then they find out, oops, where is so-and-so? And where is so-and-so? And where is my enthusiasm which I had in the beginning of when I started my spiritual journey? There's a good reason why we can believe in this vector of progress. Do you have this in Slovenia? Vector? Yes, vector. We have heard in the scriptures that in the beginning a person starts with Shraddha, then he comes into Sadhu Sangha and he develops to Bhajana Kriya, that is the stage where he actively engages in Krishna consciousness. Then he develops Anatta Nivritti and so on and so forth. Anatta Nivritti means all the unwanted things fall away. So he believes this is how it should go. It should go steadily upwards. This is what the scriptures seem to say. It's obvious. We all have one sadhana, one regular spiritual practice. We all are willing to make advancement. We either live in a temple or we visit the temple regularly. And every year I should be a little higher and higher and higher and higher. However, it doesn't work like this. By the way, this is part of the logo of the German bank. More and more capital is accumulating as you give your hard-earned income to the German bank. So many devotees think this is also the logo of Hare Krishna movement. More and more income investment I give, more and more advancement I should make. But devotees who confront the harsh reality that it is not so easy to make advancement as in this model, as shown in this model, have forgotten that only at the time when you are nishta, that is totally fixed in spiritual life, if you perform a nishta bhakti, and only then you can progress steadily. Until you are nishta, on the platform of steadiness, there's every chance that you develop anarthas, that is unwanted material attachments. and that you also commit what is called aparadha, offenses which again bring you away from Krishna, so that you fall back. Krishna talks about this. A devotee whose progress is not so steady, but who seems to make, Gaurahari will paint it for us on the blackboard, the beautiful, who seems to have ups and downs in his spiritual life. He will start, he will progress, but then, it goes down again. More advancement, he had a downfall, more advancement, but gradually it seems to always go upwards. Krishna speaks about this this model of advancement. He says, yata shradho matkatasu nirvina sarvakamasu veda dukat makan kaman parityage pyanishvaraha tato bhajeta mang prita shradalu trita nishchaya yushamanas chatan kaman. Kaman means desires. Dukodakangsha garhayan. My devotee has awakened faith in the narrations of my glories. He is also disgusted with all material activities because he knows that sense gratification always brings misery. But in Croatian language, we say Ali. Ali, oh, medjutim. What do we say in Slovenia? Ali, super. Ali, 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 Ali. The devotee is unable to renounce sense enjoyment. Yes, he has understood it brings misery, this material life. But, oh, the old music is so good. And, oh, I really miss the cinema. Oh, I know I don't feel satisfied after the newest video or cinema, but what to do, what to do? Let's be practical. Oh, yes, I know I shouldn't eat so much. Yes, I already have increased in my rupa. My form has become very ugly. But it's pizza today. Pizza evening. And he eats 10 tons like a slone, like an elephant. And in this way, he knows what should be done, but he is unable to do it. He is in Grihastha Ashrami. He knows 4 regulative principles. Yes, yes. In my weak moments, I promised this. But who in the world, especially above 30 years of age, can follow this principle, you know, and so on. So, he knows, but he is so weak that he cannot act according to his knowledge. Krishna speaks about such a devotee. But then he says, nope, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction, even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment. My devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents or is sorry for his inability. The next verse will hear that will talk about that the devotee should just continue to hear more and more about Krishna, and as he continues to hear more and more about Krishna, his attachments to sense gratification will go. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu, for giving us the darshan of the deities. You are the true friend of all beings, because we are going through a very intense lecture at the moment. We need some encouragement from above. So here, what you find here is a scenario which is a little bit like this. He makes advancement, but then due to weaknesses, he falls down a little bit. But because he has faith, Shraddha, he continues with the process of Krishna consciousness. And in this way, he moves like a snake. This is a second model, which is a little different from the first model. A model where small accidents are taken in account. Now, has our devotee, is he ready for the aratik ceremony, or he is doing even? Oh yes. Then I would suggest, because we have come to a very, very nice and natural place where we can interrupt, that with your permission, we will now sing a little bit for Krishna, so that our spirituality is increasing, and then we will continue on with this lecture, which will hopefully give many explanations. These two models explain something, but as we will soon see, we require other models to deal with what is happening on our spiritual journey. Are you ready for this? It will be a little intense. Today is the intense day, but then soon there will be the blissful day. It's a very self-searching day today. For those who take notes, the verse which I have explained just now is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, chapter number 20, text 27 to 28, 11, 20, 27 to 28. We will now, after the lecture, we will continue with an experience which is very, very fascinating. It's the experience of a meteorite, something which breaks into our life and our progress in Krishna consciousness, and which is doing something to us which we have never thought it would be possible. And but don't worry, it is all, no one will faint during these lectures. So let us sing for a moment, please. Glorify the Lord with our heart and pray that he will give us enlightenment during our exercise of hearing this seminar. Hare Krishna.